Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. The European Commission has published a detailed impact assessment on possible ways of making the European Union climate neutral by 2050. Based on this impact assessment, the Commission last week formally recommended a 90% net greenhouse gas emissions reduction by 2040 compared to 1990 levels. It will now launch a discussion with all stakeholders. A legislative proposal will be made by the next Commission after the European elections and agreed with the European Parliament and Member States as required under the EU climate law. Local Fine Gael MEP Colin Markey has been giving his reaction to the Commission recommendations. So, does he believe that the new targets are realistic?
I think that figure was always, it was always there, and if anything, they've softened on it a little. I think we're too caught up on targets. It's about delivery, it would be my concern all the time. And sometimes when you put a big target in front of yourself and don't actually focus on the delivery, where have we the skills, capacity to achieve the reductions? What are the actions that will make the difference? And I think sometimes we lose sight of them, and if anything, focusing on targets can cause inflation and can cause pressure to get the thing done immediately rather than looking at solving the fundamental problems. And I think that's what we need to do, and it's very much, as someone coming from an agricultural background, I think that's the frustration among the farming community. They can see the solutions. The targets and the legislation doesn't necessarily land the solutions that will make the difference.
While the overall target was within the range recommended by the EU's official climate science advisors, the EU Commission softened part of the recommendation concerning agriculture in response to weeks of protests by farmers angry about EU green rules. It's understood that a previous draft of the EU target had said agriculture would need to cut non-CO2 emissions 30% by 2040 from 2015 levels to comply with the overall climate goal. That was removed from the final draft. Colin Markey says the farming community is frustrated.
I think they feel they haven't been included in the drive to find the solutions, to being talked at rather than worked with. Farmers, more than anybody, they're people who spend their whole lives living in the environment. They choose to be farmers because they have a love for nature and love for the environment that they work in. But their problem is that they see the solutions not working. It's a bit like what we're talking about, ambition driving inflation, not having the skills base to solve problems in other areas. Farmers can see the solutions that will make a meaningful difference at farm level in terms of improving water quality, in terms of improving air quality. And yet what they've been asked to do won't land those solutions. And that's the frustration for farmers. They feel that they're not part of the conversation to work out what would be the best way forward. And as much as anybody else, I think farmers want to make sure that their industry is environmentally sustainable in the long run, because ultimately they won't sell their products on the market unless they are sustainable. Farmers know that, and they want to get to that place. But what they've been asked to do today won't get them there, and that's their frustration.
One of the key questions now being asked is just what practical impacts a drive to reach a 90% reduction target will have on people.
I had this out with an environmentalist recently. Like, we've two choices here. We either set a big ambition to put us back to the 1960s where nobody flies anymore, or we find a solution. Well, I've done a lot of work around looking at SAF, sustainable aviation fuel. In Ireland, or across Europe, across the world actually, we use 0.05% SAF. It's 1/20th of 1%. It doesn't exist at the moment. There's e-fuels or biofuels that can be produced to bring that up to some degree. So I think the solution is not, I don't think it's realistic to say, people, you're never going to fly again. I think the solution is in embracing technologies, next generation technologies. That's where Ireland can be a forefront, particularly if you take aviation. We have the biggest aircraft CEOs in the world, airline CEOs in the world, the biggest aircraft leasing companies in the world, and a very large potential for offshore renewable energy. We should put the three of them together and look at becoming a world leader in terms of aviation fuels. And I think we're more dependent on aviation than any other country in Europe. So a solution that says no flying will leave Ireland massively disadvantaged.
Louth County Council has announced the opening of the annual amenity grant. The scheme is open to groups that actively contribute to the enhancement and development of the local community with a focus on biodiversity and climate action. The programme is designed to offer financial assistance to voluntary community groups involved in planning projects that encourage community participation, development and environmental sustainability. Applications can be made on the Louth County Council website, And if an application can't be completed online, a downloadable application form will be available and can be submitted traditionally by post or email. The closing date for the scheme is Monday, March 15th. And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/hours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.